buenos días.
Vamos.
Hoy, esta mañana, this is La Hora with Isela
y Gabriela
on 1440 AM. ¿Qué tal? ¿Cómo estamos, mi lindo valle?
It is Thursday. Happy, happy Thursday.
Oh, my goodness.
Yesterday was, you know how we say Wednesday's hump day?
Yes.
When I came into the studio, Will and I decided to change it to Happy Goat Day because we found this hilarious video of goats and all these weird sounds that they make. And now I just feel like every Wednesday it's going to be Happy Goat Day instead of Happy Hump Day.
Happy Goat Day. We have an excellent show. We do not have a guest. We will be the guest for today during our segment of conversaciones.
Because we know how much you love that.
That is going to be awesome. So we're actually going to be talking in our piece of conversaciones today. We're going to be talking about insecurities.
Las inseguridades.
Claro, los que tienen los hombres y las mujeres. And, you know, after doing a little bit of homework, it's actually really surprising when you put them side by side that you're looking at, like,
they're like, wow,
women really have, almost, like, really top priorities. They're like, meh. That's it. Like, really? But anyway, so this time around, we wanted to talk about, you know, how our week was going. And usually that's what we do. We tell you how our week has been going. For me, everyone knows that I lost my grandfather about 2 weeks ago. And, you know, just hanging in there. It's been a roller coaster. And I keep saying that because, I mean, one day I'll be good. Next day, it's kind of like, oh, my gosh, you're just having a horrible day. Yeah. And like you said before, I think in a previous show, Gabriela, you had spoke about, like, mental health. And that really does
take a toll.
It puts you in that category that you are suffering through mental health and that you do have to go through it in a certain kind of way. So
you're
not
grieving.
Just like, get over it.
Oh, no, it's super hard, especially when that person has been in your life for so long. You're just, like, grieving, and you need to give yourself, like, the time to, like, heal and go through that process. And, you know, that's going to be, like, from night till day, you know, or it's just not going to happen quickly. And it's okay. And, you know, if there's anything that I've learned, it's 100% fine to be okay one day and be completely not okay the next, because, you know, our emotions are our emotions, and you can't control, you know, how you feel.
No, yeah. And like I said, I've just been going through this roller coaster. One time, I was, you know, traveling on the freeway, going to a client site. All of a sudden, next thing you know, I'm sitting there busting out in tears. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I thought I was ready this morning. So
that was like me seeing pregnant women. And I would just, like, see them and I'd be like, oh, my gosh, she's having a baby.
That's too cute. I know. But it gets the best of us. So real quick shout out for Frida Kahlo. July 6th is when she was born in 1907. She died a week after her birthday, which
How crazy
was
is that?
July 13th, which is tomorrow, which is Friday the 13th.
I know. Scary.
Nothing scary about that. Remember, 13 is a lucky number.
But I actually, I don't know. Are you superstitious?
Depends.
Would you break a mirror? Is that a thing? Is that one of the superstitions?
Yes.
I'm over here talking about, like,
you know, it's just funny, not even knowing. Think about real. It. Should I have broken one at the time? But I'm not like, oh my God, I broke a mirror. Like, don't break it.
Or what's the salt trick if you throw it over your shoulder or something?
I don't even
know what the superstitions
are. Sister.
I know the black cat.
Veronica, I know you're listening. My sister, she'll, you know, oh, I spilled some salt. And then she'll go over the sink and kind of, like, go behind her back or something. I don't know. Okay, this goes out to, like, my peeps, because I know they do this. They grab agua before getting in the shower and putting it on their ears.
What?
That's all
what is that?
That's
I've never
about.
Even heard of that. You weird.
I know. It wasn't me. I know I was married to one ex-husband, so he did that. Yeah, I'm like, what's going on? Like, the water and then Sepersinawa. I'm like, what's going on?
To take a shower. I'm dead right now. Yeah. That's hilarious.
Like, no se va a ahogar.
I mean, you know, like, I'm all for the bendición, but yes. Like, come on now.
I don't know what it was about. Please, like, I really don't. So if anyone has any comments, please feel free to, like, send us a private message. It'd be really interesting to hear about those superstitious little things that you guys do, whether it's a mirror, whether it's sage, whether it's...
Nise.
I don't know.
I don't even know the things. Yeah, I don't even know them.
It's literally when they happen, then you're like, oh, don't do that.
Yeah, and sometimes I feel like los Latinos have, like, the craziest things that they do,
that's,
you know?
That's the truth.
Where I'm like, you are doing way too much right now. Yeah.
Like, you just have to wipe it off clean. That's it. That's it.
There ain't... Who can fix anything?
I know. Tell me about it. So, yesterday was 7-Eleven.
I know. Did you get your free Slurpee?
I knew about it. I'm trying to stay away. If you guys could see me now, and you could probably see me on Facebook Live, that I'm on the chubbier side right now, so I'm staying away.
It's a small, it was like a 4-ounce free Slurpee.
I know.
But you go and drink your, is that black coffee?
It is.
Oh, okay. You don't get what I get, all the fancy schmancy sugar stuff?
Well, that's the reason. I'm trying to stay away. Are you listening? Come on, Gabriela. Like, I'm trying to stay away as much as possible.
My mom would be like, clean your ears out, girl.
The sweets. As much as I love the sweets, I think more so the salty stuff gets me in trouble, little snacks. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
No, see, I feel like I'm like, okay, I haven't been to the gym in like 2 weeks, but I'm going to still go get myself a Slurpee because, I mean, it's one day out of the year. Like, what? How much harm could I do?
Well, not if you go in with your like big gulp and it's like, hey, came in to get a free Slurpee.
They used to do that, and I don't think they do that anymore.
Well, good.
Yesterday, it was literally like a 6-ounce cup that gave you. But it was still, hey, free Slurpee. I don't have to pay for it, which is hilarious because I saw this meme that said Kylie Jenner just hit a net worth of $7 billion yesterday for her cosmetics line.
Yes.
And I'm over here. I'm over here standing in line for a free Slurpee.
Yeah, she did that in less than 3 years.
She's only 21. That's insane.
But then you also have to realize there was a reality show that wasn't on her behalf. It was someone else. 100%. So I think that just like completely.
And then just obviously the name, you know, with her mom and her sister, like everything. It's not just, I mean, I'm not trying to discredit her, you know.
Right.
Like props to you. Women empower other women, and props to her. But at the same time, it's not like... You know, oh my gosh, she started from nothing and this is what she got. It's like, no, you literally have had your whole life handed to you.
It's okay. We could say it. She mooched.
She mooched just a little. Un poquito.
So I'm assuming you got your free Slurpee yesterday.
I did get my free Slurpee.
For anybody that missed it, 7-Eleven on 7-Eleven date.
July 11th.
Mm-hmm. You get a free Slurpee.
Yeah.
I did hear and saw a couple Facebook posts where people were going in and out, you know, within hours time and coming back. I'm like, I really don't need a Slurpee that bad.
Counting how many 7-Elevens exist here in Napa, and I think we counted 6. So you could go to 6 different 7-Elevens.
That is true.
Yeah. But you don't have to wait once every hour, you know. I mean, you could, but they're probably going to be like,
make your own big gulp at the end of it. So there you go. So if you missed out, you missed out.
Yeah. Are you watching the game this weekend?
Of course. Ooh. I've been watching it during the week in between clients, and I'm like, okay, everybody, excuse me. I got to go to the restroom. So I've had to go to the restroom quite a lot this week.
Really? Just to watch the game? You're hilarious.
Yesterday, I was lucky enough that wherever I went to lunch out in Richmond, they had the game on.
Oh, good.
So I was able to watch the last piece, which were the extra 15 minutes of the Croatia and UK game, which were like, oh, my gosh. I said this at the very beginning. UK had a really good has a good team. Croatia, my heart was with them. I'm like, man, you made it this far. Mm-hmm. Like, that would just be awesome if you guys won. And that's what ended up happening. So it's a great game.
I really wanted Mexico to be out there. But
they had to win to get there.
Exactly.
Love you, Mexico.
Does that mean that you're going for Croatia on Sunday?
No, actually, I'm going for the French team. I think they have a really young team. Again, my heart's with Croatia because they made it this far. But now I was rooting for France, not because I have a French client, not at all.
I mean, you do.
But
you're like, let me see what perks I can get.
Like, I'm wearing their jersey. I'm like, hey, They have a really young team, and they have done really, really well. You know, it was going to be a real battle should UK and France had gone at it. So I think it kind of brings it down a little bit. You know, it's not.
But it's the finals.
It's the finals. So Saturday you'll have the third place.
Yes.
Don't know with the time change which time that will be, unless you know. But then the game El Domingo. So El Domingo will be.
El Domingo is 8, so you get to sleep in for an extra hour. You know, as opposed to the 7 a.m.s a lot of us have been pulling throughout this World Cup.
I know. There was a time change. They're pretty awesome. They are gnarly.
Did you... I was listening to the radio this morning, and did you hear about Elon Musk and the comments that he made about the water in Flint, Michigan?
No, I have not.
Oh, my gosh. It was super cool. So he was trying to help out the 14 Thai boys that were trapped in the cave that have all successfully been rescued. And everyone was like saying, like, that's awesome. You know, you have all this technology. Like, thanks for helping us out. But there's a lot of people that also need your help in the United States, and we should not neglect like our own country by helping out others. And so I thought it was just interesting, because then he went online and he literally said that he will personally fund every like pipe, every home that has contaminated water to get them clean water. And I was just like, this is a multi-billionaire. And for him to say that, like, that he put out a tweet. He was like, I'm not even kidding. Mm. Like, literally, like, send me your results. I'm going to create this email. And you send me your results and take a picture of everything. And I'm going to start having a team going out there and, like, fixing everything. Because this is ridiculous. That I was reading up and I was just like, how long has this been going on? Because I knew it had been going on for a while, but I wanted to know, like, when. 2014. That was when we had our earthquake. Like, how crazy is that? For 4 years, they don't have access to clean water.
This,
like, children are getting sick because of the lead found in their contaminated water. Like, that is not okay.
You know, I was fine. I
4 years?
Now that you were talking about that, that there's actually a lot of housing that, you know, either counties or cities are having around, you know, the United States. They're saying that there are some facilities that aren't clean, and that, you know, the paint or the structure itself has tons of lead. And so they're really not keeping up with any of these audits. So there are a lot of unknowns that that we don't get to hear. I mean, I'm so busy at times, you know, and I can't. Oh, man, what was it? The other day, someone sent me something like, "Hey, did you know about that?" I'm like, "Yeah, but I don't know where that source is coming from." You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you need to hear the whole story, and then when you do your homework, then you get those results, and it's wow.
And then your mind is just like blown exponentially. Yeah. So you're just like, how is this still an issue after 4 years? You know, like, it's a, I don't know. There's just so many. I think I was reading that it's like the second largest crisis happening in the United States right now or something.
Yeah. Now that you're talking about, like, looking up things, yesterday when I was looking up at different reports with Napa County back in 2012 did a study where Latinos, well, actually, Napa would be the first to have minorities, o sea, nosotros los Latinos, to actually take over.
As in, like, a bigger population?
Yes. I just wanted to say that out loud.
No, that's amazing.
That is amazing.
You know, that's not far-fetched, because I think right now we're at like 40% or a little higher than that.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's literally almost neck and neck. And if their goal, you said, was 2020?
Late 2020s. So when I saw that, and the questions I had really were, okay, now with, because that study was conducted back in 2012, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to see with the housing market, how it's been going, whether or not that was still continuing on an uptrend, or, you know, with as many as our, like, our working population, you know, because they're moving out, maybe Vallejo would be now the next one, or Fairfield,
right.
You know what I mean? Because we see that not a lot of people are taking advantage of staying in the city where they work. So anyway,
but that's also I think largely due to how expensive the cost of living is here.
Right.
I was you know, now again talking about just certain reports that we've read, I was reading it was about like over 60%, closer to 70% of the homes that are owned here in Napa Valley are all vacation homes. They're like second homes for people.
Right.
So it's just like, I mean, that's like more than half. That's insane.
Yeah.
So if you factor in that, the fact that most of the places that, you know, most of the houses here aren't even for people that actually live here. And then the little bit that's left over is, you know, still too expensive for the majority of the people here to afford. You're like talking about a housing shortage. You're talking about, you know, affecting the economy in terms of people not being able to afford to live here and put that money back into, you know, our county. It's just, it just brings up a lot of different things.
It does.
And it gets harder for the people who have to commute here and work here. And then we get all that traffic, like literally just on 29. It's insane.
And that's why I had put that question mark on there. I'm like, well, 2012 was a minute ago, you know, so where does it stand now? I'd like to see where we're at.
And then you take the fires that happened last October. Right, and like, you know, it's just, it's much happening all at once.
And we'll be talking about the fires though here shortly. Gosh. I mean, would we want to talk, sit there and talk about our
escuchaste how it got started?
Yeah. It was that the electrical fence that was installed improperly.
Yeah, I think they did it themselves.
So, you know, sometimes we want to just
Because of living. Queremos the shortcuts, but you don't understand how that could literally impact everything else into play, right? So now 90,000 plus acres were burned. Did people lose their homes? I didn't read up on that.
I think there was a couple of, you know, structural damages. I don't know specifics about it, but I do know that it was a little bit over 90,000 acres.
Yeah.
So happy that it is what 86% contained.
Mm-hmm. That was yesterday. That's sort of what they announced.
Or yesterday, and they said that it should be under control, possibly 100% today. So crossing our fingers, we get that report here shortly.
And just while we're at it, shout out to literally the firefighters. Like this last year, I mean, it hasn't even been a year since the October fires happened. You know, and they have just been.
It's going to be a terrible fire
gearing
season.
And just putting in countless hours of labor and effort. And it's just like, I cannot imagine when everybody else is running away from it, they're literally running towards it. Like, that's insane to me.
Yeah, it is.
So shout out to all of them.
Yes. So I actually was in Sacramento Monday and Tuesday, and I mean, it's a blue sky, it's the heat, and you would think that it was muggy and smoky out that way, but it really wasn't. There's just like a plume of smoke just coming from one certain area, and it just kind of was scattered. So it just kind of looked like, you know, a hot day, whatever. And so early that morning, Monday morning, I saw a bunch of firefighters, bunch of medics, and I'm sitting here, I'm like, man, this town really got it made because they got heck of medics out here. And I, like, my mind was lost, you know, early in the morning, and then came to realize later that afternoon I passed by this hospital. They had all these signs. Oh my gosh, they were so adorable. And I'll post it on our Instagram account, where the city of Woodland had kids put on poster boards like their thanks, and it's just consecutive on the lawn at the hospital, like, thank you for all you're doing, certain places at their homes. Oh my gosh, it was just to die
for. I love seeing that when we had all the firefighters here. I remember driving up along, you know, 29 or the trail, or even around town, and, you know, signs posted on trees or just in front of, like, signs, you know, on people's lawns that were kind of like those garage sale signs that you just kind of stick into your grass.
Right.
But it was like all like thank you to the, you know, firefighters and everybody. I don't know. It was beautiful.
And I'm going to do a shout out to the farmers market out in Woodland that regardless through all this adversity, they still came out and they did their farmers market.
That's amazing.
On Tuesday evening. And so, I mean, they grow their crops and this is how they make their living. So yep. I just want to give their props out that even though through hard times, they're still trying to get it made. And so much love to you guys.
In the face of adversity, you got to keep pushing.
It's been so many things have been in the news. I mean, the fire was one, and then the other one, what we had was, you know, the las familias están separadas. So you know, families are being separated. So just marches all throughout the entire nation. And I'm not even want to say it's
right
actually
now.
Worldwide.
No, but it is worldwide.
Yeah.
There's like Trump was supposed to go to, I think it was London, and like there's people putting up like huge protest marches, you know. It's like the world is watching.
Yeah.
Like, it's insane that
the
world is watching.
You know, and I got a message from a friend of mine out in Europe, and she was really quite upset and worked up. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I had no idea how
it's not just
upset
us that feel it.
People are. are with, and I understand that it has nothing to do with possibly even his administration, that there was possibly other administrations that were dealing with this. But you know what? We need to find a solution and just get rid of it. That if we are going to separate, that there's accountability. I do understand that there's also children that were lost through the system, and that's kind of messed up. You know, what do we know? We're sitting here in the city of Napa, and we have accountability processes that we need to go through the court system, where the children are, checkups, you know, CPS has to make sure that, you know, children are taken away on an everyday basis. I said, and now that, you know, they're put to the test and they don't follow the own rules, that's where I have a big problem with it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like we have families that really are genuine, that are doing everything possible to make ends meet and have a safe, secure place. And even then, we have CPS taking our children away. And so now it's like, okay, ¿ahora qué pasó con ustedes? ¿Nos podemos meter al bote?
Maybe we'll have a whole segment on that.
Yes. But I'm just, you know, that's just my little 2 cents for today's hour, because it's been on my mind. And I had a lot of things, you know, going on at the same time. And I'm like, well, you know, I'm playing teeter-totter with my emotions. And that was one of them.
And as each story breaks and we find out more information, you know, about things that have been trying to be kept very hush-hush, the more heartbreaking it is.
Yay.
Like, I remember yesterday reading about, you know, the couple of women that have been in the detention centers that were pregnant that went through miscarriages because they were neglected through their care, or they're talking about how they were being shackled with stuff around there. But like, what is going on in there?
Yeah.
You know, and it's actually kind of chilling to the senses that we don't actually know, because we don't know much.
Right.
I don't know. It's scary. It makes me sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we've had tons and tons of things, we've had other guests too. We had our superintendent who just left. He retired,
Patrick Sweeney.
And then we had our new superintendent that came in, Rosana Musetti.
She's so great.
Yeah, she is. Both individuals, great human beings, great positive vibes for our county and our community. And so, unfortunately, if you missed out on that show, you've missed out on two great shows. They were consecutive. So
yeah, they were back to back.
Yeah.
So what you doing with your life that you're not tuning into 1440 KVON?
What are you doing with your life without us? Anyway.
Duh. You can't live without Isela and Gabriela.
Oh, I can't live without Gabriela and Isela. All right. So if you're just tuning in, this is 1440 AM and this is La Hora with Isela.
Y Gabriela.
And so, and if you can't catch us on the radio, feel free to live stream us on KVON.com. So this really concludes our first segmento of us just gabbing.
The gift of gab. You know,
we've been talking. But we want to get into our conversaciones. We said that we were just going to have a show about, you know, what we thought were insecurities.
But we thought it was like
it's an opinion, and it's not in any particular order how we talked about. So please stay tuned for La Hora with Isela
y Gabriela
on 1440 AM after a few words from our local sponsors. Welcome back. This is La Hora with Isela
y Gabriela
on 1440 AM. So if you cannot hear us on the radio, you can live stream us on KVON.com.
Yeah.
Yes. So this is our second segment, and el segundo segmento is dedicated to conversaciones, which is just that. We have a conversation about, you know, hot topics, or we'll get guests over when they want to talk about, you know, what's going on in our schools,
community in general,
events.
Oh my gosh, really big, cool, amazing things that different Latinos are doing in the community, or other people helping out our Latino community.
Yeah, we're not discriminating. Hey, get it done. So today's topic, actually, we're going to talk about.
we don't have guests in here. Isela and I like to dip into some fun, quirky things.
Yes. Insecurities. So I was actually watching, you know, I don't know what it was on TV, but it was talking about men and women's insecurities. Generally speaking, yesterday's topic, what they were showing on TV was, you know, Latinos, what their insecurities were. And so we came up with a list, a bunch of things. And when you put them side by side, honestly, they look really, really weak versus something. Because I'm sitting here, I'm like, really? Why would anybody care? But anyway, so I'm just putting this out there. Insecurities go anywhere from the people you know, the people you hang around with, how sexually attractive you are, your body, sexual ability, intellectual life, you know, poniente ropa de marca, you know, having, you know, what is that, like logo wear, what it is that you wear is who you are. I'm kind of like, what?
Your partner, if you're jealous, you know, yeah. Certain like self-esteem insecurities.
Something that was equally, you know, on the table was jealousy.
Yeah.
Which I could see that. Oh, yeah. You know, men can be jealous, but they're really good about hiding it at times.
Some are. At times.
At times. At times.
I feel like, I don't know, the women in my experience that I've been around, we're pretty vocal when we get jealous, you know, or they give you the silent treatment. In that case, we're vocal by not being vocal.
Yeah. I mean, like,
you're supposed to know why I'm mad.
Mike, you should be, this is universal. Me, hand on the hip, like, what? What did you say?
I saw the look that you just gave.
I know. I gave the evil eye. That's the evil eye. I wasn't even looking at you because it's a laser eye. You know, once it's on point, it's shooting to kill. I'm kidding.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh. So what we, and this list by no means is in any order, nor is this a health clinic kind of recommendation that this is what you're supposed to be feeling. But if you have any problems, please visit your local, you know, health care provider.
Your local health care provider.
This is not any advice, and we are not held liable from the owner, from Isabel Gabriela.
No, I think one thing that I really found interesting that both of both sexes said on their list, you know, obviously like body image issues, and then just deconstructing that and seeing exactly, you know, what that looked like. I was actually having this conversation with my friend Tanya the other day, and you know, like we're both moms, you know, and we were like looking at our stretch marks that we got, and it's like sometimes, you know, you get insecure because you're just like, oh, I don't want to wear this shirt or like a two-piece bathing suit, especially in the summer, because you can see them. But then when you think about it, you're just like, this is where my baby was. You know, this is his home. It's not something that I should ever, you know, feel bad for. And then our friend tuned in, and he's a man, and he was like, girls, why are you worrying about stretch marks? Like, I have never seen a man turn any woman down because she had stretch marks. Like, nobody cares.
You know, and those people that really do care about petty things like that, I know, time to go somewhere else. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they gonna get really, some stretch marks later.
So, men insecurities, I know, and I'm moving along this list really quickly because we got a long list here. We have 11 items that we really wanted to talk about. So hair. Men have a huge insecurity about their hair. I'm sitting here like, are we serious? Like,
I know.
Well, nowadays I do see a lot of men looking better than women. That I'm like, holy smokes,
I know what is going on, right? In one sense, but then in another light, I'm also like, I'm very attracted to really well-groomed men. You know, I'm like, when you got, I mean, sometimes I like the scruffiness. Don't get me wrong,
but it has to be a good
scruffy. It's got to be a good scruffy. Yeah, I need the perfect kind of scruffy. As I'm over here, like, ni me bañado, you know, my hair's up in a ponytail.
Did I smell something? No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
I actually appreciate a man that puts in time and effort into himself, you know? So I can kind of understand why that'd be, you know, a thing on their mind. I don't know if I'd go so much as to say, you know, that it should be an insecurity, but, you know, like...
It's on their list.
And you know, not to judge.
Again, we don't know whether or not... We can't give you percentages, but again, men insecurity... Okay, let's do one and one. So we just did hair for men. Hair for men, isn't that?
I think that's literally a brand.
That's a brand. For women, friendship, who you hang out with, who you're with. And really, I do see that sometimes we actually do bad. Those are bad judgments when it's like it's not even a good friendship. I'm just hanging out with her or him because, you know, it'll give me better PR, you know, or I'm just, you know.
Or you maybe don't trust somebody because some friends sometimes like completely end up stabbing you in the back or, you know, you think that you're super
cool. Because you know what's going to happen. You know what's going to happen.
Well, and then, you know, there's also the dicho of, you know, like, dime quiénes son tus amigos y te diré quién eres tú.
Yeah.
You know, because it's like you do, perception is you know, sometimes unfortunate of reality course. And, you know, people judge. Not that we need to be concerned with what other people are thinking about us, because we know who we are. But at the same time, you know, like, you always want to make sure that when you surround yourself with positive people who have your same values as you, like, you end up uplifting each other. When you surround yourself around people that, you know, aren't really doing anything, you end up getting into that sort of mindset of also not really doing anything. And, you know, putting yourself sometimes in positions that maybe you wouldn't be putting yourself in right. had that person not been in your life.
You know, and I'm actually going to insert something on that number for friendship, how you were saying you surround yourself with good stuff and, you know, or positive vibes. También estaban hablando de la ropa. That if you buy stuff, let's just say a top-notch brand, whatever, something attention-grabbing, that it actually, it's uncomfortable sometimes when you're wearing clothes like that because you don't dress like that on a normal basis. And if you do, then good for you, right? But they were saying that it's just that feel-good moment that you're wearing something good and you're surrounding mm-hmm. yourself with positive things. Because there are some people, it was talking about a bunch of insecurities here. And so with that, they had wrapped, you know, clothing as being one of the feel-good moments.
Yeah.
But then what happens after when you can't maintain that, you know?
And yeah.
Then you're left empty. So exactly. You do, and that does convert into a mental health issue of later course. Down the road.
Of course.
Because you're just telling yourself, like, oh, I can only afford to feel good a certain amount of time, and then you can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Anyway.
I know that, like, just off of that a little, I know, you know, when I was going through, like, my really heavy, depressed state, it wasn't so much, like, marcas de ropa that helped me get through it, but more so, like, I would, you know, kind of have to force myself to shower and look nice so that at least if I look nice on the outside, it would help me to feel a little bit better on the inside, yeah. you know, but people wouldn't automatically be able to tell, like, man, she looks really crappy today, you know, and, like, that's exactly what I was feeling on the inside. But, yeah. you know, like, sometimes you have to fake it till you make it, but then at the same time, don't solely rely on
right.
that. You know, you have to have a different outlet, whether it's talking with somebody or lo que sea, you know. Okay, so now I'm another men insecurity. I know one of them, a big one, and this kind of relates to the last time it was just you and I chit-chatting on the show when we were talking about el sexo, you know, the thou which will not be named.
There's two sexual things about men that really are men insecurities.
I know.
So go ahead.
One of them is their member. You know?
Their member size.
Their member size, your penis size.
And the other one.
You know, which they... What was it? Was it so much that they didn't, that it was too small or too big, or was it they didn't know how to use it, or, like, what was their insecurity?
I guess, you know, so size doesn't automatically translate to desirability or manliness. And so for them, it's kind of like, wow, is it too small? Is it too big? Is it too, you know,
yeah.
that's the big question. And then the other one was sexual ability, where whether or not, you know.
They can get it up
yes.
or last long.
Yeah,
or maybe
yeah. There's an
enough.
Expectation.
Yeah.
You know what? I think that insecurity has to do with something else, and that's just communication.
Yes.
Like, just talk
yes.
about it.
Literally.
If we don't talk about it, then we don't even know it's an interest.
Exactly.
Like, I'm sitting here, like, are you serious?
I feel like when you can, you know, engage in sexual activity with somebody that you're comfortable with, like, those insecurities don't come into play.
Right.
Or maybe they'll cross your mind, but again, that's where the communication piece comes into play. You talk
I'm
about it
fine.
And you get
Thank
off.
You.
No, but I mean, like, I've had guys on both spectrums, you know, where they'll say, you know, they're insecure because it's too small, and then, you know, where it'll be way too big, and I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm a little scared.
I'm a little nervous right now. Thanks, but no thanks.
Thank you, but no thank you.
And I'm gonna just jump and to the women's side. So on the sexual side for women, it's actually the sexual attractiveness of actually retaining that, like, oh my god, is he sexually attracted to me, you know? And then it's like, okay, yes, but then his is the sexual ability to keep maintaining that, you know?
Yeah.
So it goes both ways. And for me, I think it's just all about communication.
Oh, 100%.
You need to talk about it. But like we were on the other show, or like
we
don't nowadays,
talk about it. Yeah,
it's just
exactly.
like one or two times, and then hey, see you later.
Yeah,
you know. So
yeah, there's no real like relationship building anymore. It's like 10 different levels of dating before you even know that you're actually dating.
Are we? Aren't we? You know,
no, we've just been, you know, meeting your family and going to potlucks and all this stuff for like the last, you know, 6 months. But we're not anything. We're just friends. Like
yeah.
the fuck?
Oh. Right. Okay. So for men, finances. For women, career insecurities. Mm-hmm. So, you know, financial stability is huge on men's minds.
Yeah.
And then for women, it's the career insecurities and the intellectual life. You know, how smart do they look?
I don't even think, I mean, like on a personal note, I don't even think it's how smart do they look. I think it's more so like, I would want to be in a relationship where I am challenged intellectually, you know? I want to have conversations that are, you know, beyond just like surface level, you know? Yeah. Like, let's talk about like real life stuff, not just, you know, what color is the sky? You know, how's the weather today?
When me and my man, we have a heated conversation, and I have to admit, like, he has been the first, like, great heated conversation. We talk about politics. We talk about relationships. We talk about a bunch of different things, but it doesn't. We can come back, kiss, have dinner, and yeah. We're not, like, upset at each
exactly.
other.
Exactly.
Sometimes it does get heated to the point where it's like, really? Did I really say that? But then, you know, I have to talk to him because it's on my mind. I don't want to second guess him. And
exactly.
Then, and if it
again,
comes off
communication.
If it comes off offensive, then, you know, oh, sorry, babe. I didn't mean to be offensive. This is what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
And then it gets clarified. But, yes, I do want to be challenged. I want to have smart conversations with my partner, not like, oh, my God, I can't believe you don't know what my favorite color is. Oh, yeah. My God. I don't give a shit if you don't know. Sorry. Did I say that on the air?
It's okay.
I hope no one caught that. Sorry, came in. I really don't care if you don't know my favorite color. Like, that's minimal. I can tell you.
Exactly.
If you don't know. Yeah,
you don't know. Ask. Communicate. No, and I, you know, and for the men, you know, them being concerned about the finances, I think that goes back into that old school mentality where, you know, a lot of men feel like they need to be the providers. Mm-hmm. Whereas, like, I mean, I don't know. I know that very much in my household growing up, that was sort of the vibe.
Yeah.
But, I mean, in my own role, I'm just like, I'm perfectly okay making more money than you. And I hope that if yeah. you're dating me, you're perfectly okay with that too.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, don't mooch off of me. I'm not gonna, you know, like, let's both put in 50-50.
Yeah.
But I think it's okay for you to not feel like you only need to take care of me. You know, it's like, I remember when I go out on dates, like, I like offering to pay.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, Craig does not mind me paying. Let me get that straight. I mean, yes, when we first started, he wanted to do everything. And
which
I'm
is
like,
super
I got it.
Same time,
but
exactly.
You know what? I can pay for it too. So we kind of go one and one. We kind of go one and one. So when we do trips, like if he's going to pay for something major, then I'll pay for like food or travel and activities and stuff like that.
And that's so what a partnership should be like, anyways, even. You know? So.
And lastly, before we get off the air.
Oh my gosh, it's already 9:43.
I don't want to.
Can we just like freeze? Please.
Boom. Right now. So lastly, both teams, men and women,
this one's accurate.
Jealousy.
Ooh.
Jealousy. That's an insecurity. Number one for everyone. One hides it more than the other. Maybe, maybe not. You know, it all depends. Everyone's different. And yes, I've had my moments of jealousy. But I feel like I, with this relationship, I really do feel that I can get over it much quicker. I'm just kind of like, oh, anyway. So, and it's okay.
Do you think it's like, you think it's, I mean, obviously it's probably going to be this specific person, but do you think that the other factor that plays a role in that is also just, you know, how mature you've gotten over the years of dating and how you just have to learn to pick your battles and not literally argue every little thing.
See, so yeah, to me it seems useless of having to argue off something that's so petty. I remember, like, oh my gosh, totally hot woman. I'm recognizing, and I can recognize a woman that's more attractive than myself because I consider myself pretty damn attractive.
Ooh,
for all
picante.
Those.
Hey, mommy.
So, yeah, hot ass woman talking to my man, and they're all up in it, and I'm like, girl, who's you? Looked at her, I'm like, damn, she's hella pretty. I'm like, she's talking to my man. Okay, whatever. And then I'm like, and then I got over it because then I realized who it was. And you know what happens to me is that whenever, and she was someone from work.
Uh huh.
And so for me, if all my farm workers came up to me and my supervisors came up to me, started talking to me, I get in it. I start talking about work and we're talking and we're having a good conversation. Yep. And it just takes you a split moment to put your feet on the ground. I'm like, I'm totally okay with this because I know who he is and what he's capable of doing. But, you know, to each their own. Yeah, if she was like all up on him and all this stuff.
She was, or she wasn't?
But, you know,
then at the same time, that would hopefully be where your partner would come into play and give you the place that you also deserve as their partner, you know? Right. So it's just like, I don't know. I feel like
jealousy is a touchy subject. It really does depend who it is. We could go on a whole show
because I also think, I mean, like, it's okay to be a little jealous, you know? It shows the other person, you know?
Sane jealousy,
yes. Yes. Not, you know, every single time your phone rings, you're leaning over and being like, answering it for them. Who is this? What do you want? What can I help you with? No, he's not available.
Yeah. No. It has to be sane jealousy where it's like, meh, okay. You're human.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm like, so I see you and you better not step a little inch closer, but I'm also going to turn the other way. Just kidding. Isn't it weird? Do Latinas seem a little bit crazier and a little bit more jealous?
Yeah. Just a tad.
Pero no saman, either way.
Yeah. Tell me about it. So I'm just going to jump into our events for the rest of the evening. Should we? Or should we go to commercial
break? We can go to break.
All right. Well, we have some local sponsors that want to get your ear. So if you're just tuning in, this is La Hora with Isela
y Gabriela
on 1440 AM. And we'll be back for our tercer segmento. Hola, hola. Welcome back. This is La Hora with Isela
y Gabriela
on 1440 AM live streaming.
KVON.com.
Yes.
You can find us on Instagram at @laora1440kvon.
And if you're just tuning in, you are freaking late.
Yeah, you are.
Anyway, so this is the last segment of our show. We have a couple events, not more than a couple. We have tons of events.
A jam-packed session of events.
Yes, indeed. So starting off with Latino Conservation Week. So look up Latino Conservation in Northern California. It starts July 14th. Which is this Saturday through the 22nd. And what it is, it's an organization engaging Latinos with outdoors. Pretty
activities.
Cool. So what it does, you can go to their website, and they are doing rescued wildlife tours. I think they're doing like a camp out with the family. They're doing kayaking in Cache Creek.
Ooh.
There's a couple events that are local here in Napa, and I believe they kind of reached out and said, hey, do you guys have any events? If you have any events for them, they will allow you to upload it to their website.
So
and then they
kind cool.
of just, you know, fix it up and put it into their website.
I love that. I also know that the Napa Valley Family Biking Workshop is coming Saturday, July 21st from 10 to 12. The workshop is a free event and takes place at Vintage High's multi-purpose room, which will be led by nationally certified bicycle safety instructors that help provide kids and their parents the skills and confidence necessary to ride safely around town and with all of this traffic. So if you're interested in that, RSVP to an email. It's M as in Mary Oliver at napabike.org, or you can call 258-6317.
All right. Tomorrow, 7th annual gala for Napa County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. Yes, it starts at 6 p.m. at the Chardonnay Golf Club. If you would like more information, feel free to call them at 707-266-6176. Starts at 6. See you there.
Boop, boop, boop. The LGBTQ Connection. Woo! We certainly love them. They're recruiting youth leaders ages 14 to 24 for their next cycle of the team. No experience is necessary, just youth and young adults who want to make change happen in their own community and meet new friends. So they'll have a team in Napa and a team in Calistoga. It runs from August through December. There's informational meetings at the end of July. So if you are interested in applying, certainly feel free to message them at social media for LGBTQ Connection Napa, or you can call Ian or Eduardo at 707-251-9432.
Napa County Hispanic Network has their 35th anniversary gala, which is going to be Friday, September 14th at 6 p.m. They are also going to have it at Charnay Golf Club. It is 1930 style, so bring out your dresses, yes. nice tuxedos. Proceeds support scholarships for Latino students, college, grad school, career, and technical training. So please make sure you get your tickets because this event sells out. So right now, as we're speaking, there is an early bird special.
There is. And I think it goes until, I want to say maybe one more week or so, for $85, you know. But, you know, if you think that that's a lot of money, just remember that this money is going for Latino students to help them go to college and technical school. So it's very, very positive things that you're choosing to do.
So make sure you go to NapaCountyHispanicNetwork.org to get those tickets.
San Francisco bass blues indie rock trio Fritz Montana. They headlined Bottle Rock before, and they've also headlined for Live 105's Not So Silent Night that happens in San Francisco. They're going to be coming to Napa at the St. Clair Brown Wine and Beer Garden. So the Wine and Beer Garden will be available for purchase by the glass or table bottle throughout the evening. The Garden Music Series is free for all. So let's enjoy these warm nights. You all know how much we love gratis. That's located at 816 Vallejo Street right here in downtown Napa. You can call them for more information, 255-5591. And then also happening this Saturday at 2 p.m., the American Canyon Public Library is going to do free popcorn and a movie. So this Saturday's film is going to be Moana, which I absolutely love. And the event is free, which I also absolutely love. So if you're interested, make sure you show up. And then I guess the last thing that I have, actually two more things. Lilliput Families is a private nonprofit company that works with the foster care system, and they're actually going to be having a back-to-school drive for Napa County's youth foster children. So if you're interested in donating any supplies, go ahead and contact them at 299-3909, or you can email napa.office@lilliput.org, and that's LILLIPUT.org. So just letting you know that one. And then, oh yeah, one more. To celebrate the newly painted mural and to welcome the community to the dog training facility, the Napa Valley Dog Training Club is holding an open house this Sunday, July 14th from 1 to 4. So that's actually located at 68 Coombs, building N as in Napa. And it's just a great opportunity to come talk to the trainers, learn about classes that the club is offering, pick up information about dogs in training, enjoy some refreshments. But they are asking that you do leave your dogs at home. So definitely don't come to the open house with your dogs.
Oh, that's cool.
Again, that's this Sunday from 1 to 4 at 68 Coombs. So yeah, go check it out.
Oh my goodness, something I read. And so this is something you guys got to go do your homework on this one. So support your canines, your local canine dogs. And so what it'll do is if you visit the pet store, ¿cómo se llama pet store?
Petco
or the other one, I think PetSmart. It's like, yes, PetSmart. So what they're doing, it's kind of like a national program. You go either the 14th and 15th and then you make a donation and it's supporting for like their little bulletproof vests and everything. Oh. I'm all little. They're like massive bulletproof vests. Training and all that good stuff for canines locally.
That's literally so cool. And also our grocery outlet Bargain Market right now. Summertime is like a food scarcity time because a lot of children and families lose access to food and having security since they're not, you know, going to lunch where there's affordable meal programs. Mm-hmm. So our local grocery outlet Bargain Market is hosting, they are doing this national food drive. So if anybody's interested, definitely go over to the local grocery outlet, ask for information. I know that they'll be collecting cans, and I think you can donate $5 and cash and other stuff to just give back to the community for, you know, children that don't really have food security right now during the summer months.
And that also, school district is offering free lunch over the summertime. So if you have a problem with that, you know, trying to make ends meet, feel free to show up to Napa High School and during the hours of like 10:30 or so to about noon, and they're handing out free lunch.
That's amazing.
Up to like 19 years old.
That's amazing.
So you don't even have to live in our county, but they're providing.
Wow.
So,
fantastic.
Yes.
Way to go, Napa County.
I know. Love my town.
We're going to end with our dicho, which you heard earlier if you were listening to our conversaciones segment.
Yes.
You know, the dicho is, dime quién tú eres y yo te digo, dime quiénes son tus amigos y te diré quién eres tú.
Tell me who you're with or who your friends are, and I will tell you who you are. So watch out because, hey, some people do take, what is that, first impressions.
Yes.
So,
you know, and just make sure that the people that you're surrounding yourself with are positive. Filling your life with positive energy, positive vibes. That's all we need in our life. There's too many bad things happening.
Yes.
in the world.
So we are coming to a close. This is your host and co-host, Isela.
And Gabriela.
On 1440. Remember, Thursdays from 9 to 10, La Hora with Isela.
Y Gabriela.
On 1440 AM. It's a great pleasure. See you soon.